Steph Landis always wanted to play the upright bass.
There's something about it that just feels like it might be my instrument. You know, I feel like I just want to do it.
There was a band she knew whose upright bass player was getting rid of their instrument, and so she decided to give it a shot.
So I actually met in a parking lot off of the Appalachian Trail on Old Shippensburg Road to do the exchange, and you know, I was like, do you have the cash? Yeah, do you got the bass?
My head is spinning like a wagon wheel. I'm trying to figure out just how I feel.
Steph and Virginia Masland make up the duo known as Cumberland Honey. Both play multiple instruments, and both have cool stories about their instruments.
My dad, he's a musician, so he always had instruments and guitars and stuff laying around the house. And when I showed interest, he bought me a guitar from like my 15th birthday or for Christmas that year or something. And it's the one I still play. I love it. The way that I got into mandolin was my dad got one. And the story that he always loves to tell is like he like set it in the house and he told me not to touch it. And so naturally, like a, you know, defiant like 16-year-old kid, I picked it up when he wasn't around and learned to play it.
So open up your heart and let me give it to you. So open up your heart and let me give it to you.
Their music covers things like social justice, storytelling, and heartbreak. But not everyone seems to get what they're talking about.
We played a house show, and it was a bunch of couples. And afterward, they came up and were talking to us. And somehow Virginia mentioned her partner and that he works on cars. And the people that we were talking to, the man said, "And what about you, Steph? What does your significant other do?" And his wife looked at him and said, "Did you not listen to a word she sang? She doesn't have a man. She left him. And she's waiting for somebody to treat her right." It was hilarious. Like, it was, she just didn't skip a beat.
From the first time I caught you staring, I saw that look in your eyes. And I knew someday you would come my way and we would give this thing a try. So lock the door, put a record on, and pour another glass of wine. 'Cause tonight, you're mine."
Whether their own or someone else's, Steph and Virginia's music touches on struggle. Virginia's song, Eminent Domain, was inspired by a news story she'd read about a property owner losing their land to natural gas drilling.
Well, he said he'd never let him take it. Oh, and he swore that he'd be damned.
He was in a really long court battle with the pipeline company. They wanted to cut down a bunch of his trees and tear down a shed that he had built. And my parents have a farm that I grew up on, and I just felt a lot of empathy for that situation. Like, I can only imagine, you feel really connected to your home, and just to have it kind of be taken over like that.
So what do you do when the cards are stacked against you? When corruption you thought was far away is now at your back door. When the knock is so persistent and you just can't turn them away. Oh, eminent domain, and it's outside shame.
Anger and empathy, as well as sadness and joy. Cumberland Honey gets into all of it with their music and makes it sound sweet like, well, honey. For WIT of Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.